Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
All right, we're going to switch over to the Cubs here. I pulled this off of TikTok as well. When you did your Cubs all quarter century team, there's three or four people that mentioned that you should have picked Chapman for closer.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a very valid question, 100%. Mm-hmm. I think with both of these teams, I think a lot of the comments that I got back were a lot of people simply wanted the 2005 White Sox to be in every position in the all quarter century team, and every person with the World Series from 2016 wanted to be in every position for the Cubs. Right. And I totally understand that. I think at the end of the day, is the simple fact about it is when we talk about all quarter century, I tried to use a formula that was a combination of not just longevity, but production during that longevity, your staying power, you know, how long you were with the team, what kind of team you were with, fanfare, and obviously talent. When we're talking about talent and we're talking about the end result, obviously 100% Aroldis Chapman deserves that distinction and that nomination. If we were doing a different exercise and it was, I have to play a game today, I have to play a game seven today, and I have to pick an all quarter century team of Chicago Cubs players in their prime to pitch and play for me today, Aroldis Chapman is my closer. But that's not the exercise that I was doing. I was doing the most decorated, productive, and also a little bit of longevity, and I accumulated a lot of advanced stats like war and a bunch of other things into it of who would represent that team for the last 25 years. And for me personally, Aroldis Chapman pitching August, September, October, and those 2 days in November, as beautiful as they were not just enough for me to qualify him to make the list. But I'm with all those fans. We're not in a wide range of disagreement, and I do appreciate them saying that. If there was a game to play today, a game seven lineup of an all quarter century team, Aroldis Chapman is my closer. An all quarter century team recognizing a body of work, I just don't think that he qualified for the list. And that's why I ended up picking. And honestly, the closer position was really tough. And you can start going through it, and you're like, oh man, the Cubs really haven't had a lot of great closers the last 25 years. So that exercise was really difficult.
So what are your thoughts on Tucker not being extended yet?
Not worried. Not freaking out about it. I don't think there ever was going to be a world where he was going to sign an extension in June. I think the likelihood of signing an extension during the season, I still find it to be a little bit on the less likely side. So for Cubs fans out there, you can be disappointed if he doesn't sign during the year. I don't know if I'd go out there and just be like, I don't know if I'd scream at Jed and say, oh, it's the Ricketts' fault that they don't sign during the year. It's not something that is incredibly commonplace for it to happen. And I do think at the end of the day, I think it would behoove the Chicago Cubs to try and sign him during this season. I don't think the Cubs have the appetite or the wallet interest in getting into a bidding war with, say, the Yankees, or maybe even now the Boston Red Sox, who just traded Rafael Devers and need to do a make good and spend some money on somebody. And so there's a part of me that when I walked into the season, this was like my sole focus. This was like all I was kind of thinking about. And now that the Chicago Cubs are really good, I am trying to take a little bit of a back seat, and I hope Cubs fans do as well, and just try and enjoy this ride a little bit, because I do think this team can be really special. I don't know how special they can be, but man, it is a fun, fun team to watch. And as long as this team stays fun, and as long as this team stays special, Kyle Tucker, I think, will slowly begin to inch his way into wanting to stay with the Chicago Cubs. And if he wants to stay in Chicago, then I think a deal can be made, right? I don't think, I think then he can say to himself, I'll sign for 470, and maybe I don't need to go out to open market and get the 505, the 510, the 515. Wait a second, the Seattle Mariners are playing, putting down 516. I guess I love coffee and I'm moving to Seattle. Like, maybe we don't have to play that type of game. And see what happens. The backdoor one, and maybe I'll give you a tease of this, and maybe I'll do this as a longer segment on next week's show. My question for Chicago Cubs fans is, can you live with yourself, or will you be upset with Jed that instead of signing Kyle Tucker for 470, a very Cubs thing to do would be in the offseason, you sign Kyle Schwarber and Dylan Cease for like a combined 380. And it's a door number one, door number two. Would you rather have Kyle Tucker for 470, or would you maybe rather have Kyle Schwarber and Dylan Cease for 380? I still think I'm leaning Kyle Tucker on this one, but I could easily see how the Cubs could be like, well, we got two players. We got an ace and a slugger and blah, blah, blah. And we did it for $100 million less. I think the Cubs are careening towards having to spend big money somewhere on something and maybe on multiple players. Maybe it is Kyle Tucker. Maybe it is something else. But I'm curious about what that door number one, door number two would look like. The door number three of them not doing anything and letting Kyle Tucker walk and not spending money on anyone, that's the one where it's like pitchforks, baby. And like, you know what I mean? And we're Cubs fans are upset. I don't want to think about that one right now. But door number one, door number two is an intriguing scenario of would Cubs fans be cool with letting Kyle Tucker walk, provided they signed an ace like Dylan Cease for what, maybe 260, and then they signed a guy like Kyle Schwarber for like 120.
So speaking of fun teams, so do we give the MVP to PCA right now?
Just get in Major League Baseball?
Yes.
To be honest with you, if the voting happened today, I think that he is National League MVP. I really do. It's hard to overcome Shohei. It is. It's really hard to. It's going to be hard to knock off Shohei for a long time in the National League. But if the voting was cast today, based on WAR, which I think is 3.5, something like that, he's easily, if he's not leading, he's in the top two, top three category. I know people that don't care about advanced analytics. That's fine. Look, go back and look at all the MVPs. All the MVPs typically are top two, top three in WAR, wins above replacement every single year. Pete Crow has that. He's got the stolen bases. He's got the runs. He's going to be the Gold Glove winner in center field right now. He has, as of this taping on Wednesday, he has 19 home runs. Who knows by the time on Saturday in WLS AM 890 when you're listening to this, what number that will be at. He's got the he's got that it factor, right? He's got that extra zhuzh. The team is doing really well. They're in first place. It is tailor-made. So if the voting happened today, I think Pete Crow Armstrong is the MVP of the National League. Having said that, you know, he's on pace for 42 home runs right now, right? If he ends up with 33, are we really going to, like, freak out, right? You know what I mean? I think what he's doing is so incredible. He's on pace for 100 RBIs. He's at least going to steal 30 or 40 bags. He is truly, truly having a special season, and I just want to see him keep doing it, to be honest with you. And the part that, and I don't want to sound macabre about this, but I'm kind of a baseball guy, and there have been a couple moments where he's been quiet for 4 or 5 days in a row. And you know what? He's dug his way out of it. And he's figured out a way to get hot again. And he's figured out his swing. And he's figured out how to level it off and continue to produce. That's the stuff that I care about. Is that when things go a little sideways for a couple of days, don't make it a month. Which is something that, unfortunately, like Dansby Swanson has a hard time doing. He'll go into a slump and he'll stay in it for like a month. When you go into a slump, can you minimize how long you are slumping for? And PCA has done such a great job of that so far for a young player. That's the thing I really want to watch. That's the thing I really want to see, is that, yes, he's going to have a bad week, going to have a bad game, but can he pick himself out of it, dig himself out of there, and be the player that he's been? And if the voting happened today, he is my National League MVP.
And now, Workers' Compensation 101 with attorney Mark Baden. I've just been hurt at work. What should I do first?
First thing you should do if you're injured at work is seek medical attention. Then report the injury to a supervisor as soon as possible.
When do I call a lawyer when I've been injured at work?
You should call a lawyer as soon as you are physically able. You don't want to give any statements to the insurance companies before you're represented.
What if the injury is my fault?
Under the Illinois Workers' Compensation Statute, liability normally doesn't come into play in workplace injuries. Therefore, even if the injury was caused through your own fault, you may still be entitled to compensation.
How much is it going to cost me to talk to a lawyer?
There's absolutely no charge for speaking with a lawyer. Moreover, if we don't get you a settlement, we'll charge absolutely nothing for our services.
Call now.
I'm Mark Vedic. I've been helping injured clients get recoveries for almost 30 years. Call us and let me help you.
312-883-9500. 312-883-9500.